Enron marks the 63rd anniversary of the nationalization of its oil industry, which was a turning point in the country's modern history. On March the 20th, 1951, members of the Iranian legislature passed a bill presented by the then Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh on the nationalization of the oil industry. Mossadegh managed to garner the support of his nationalist party and religious groups led by prominent cleric Ayatollah Abulqasem Kashani for the initiative. Before the nationalization of Iran's oil industry, the British government, which controlled Iran's oil sector through the Anglo-Persian Oil Company, reaped higher profits from the country's crude resources than the Iranian government. Some scholars say the nationalization of Iran's oil industry was the main reason behind the 1953 joint CIA-MI6-sponsored coup, codenamed Operation Ajax, which overthrew Mossadegh. Joining us on the line from Tehran is Professor of University of Tehran, Mr. Mohammad Manandi. Professor Manandi, welcome to the program. Looking back after all these years, what does this day represent and what place does it hold in Iran's modern history?
Well, I think it's a very important day because it's reflective of Iran's attempt to gain political and economic interest from Western hegemony. But I think it was also a number of lessons have to be learned from that experience. One is not to trust major powers. The Iranian government at that time, the national government, was naive about the American role, and the Iranian prime minister at that time was too trusting of the United States, and that trust led to basically the overthrow of the national government. And the other is the issue of national unity. One of the failures of the government at that time was that it couldn't hold the different groups together, both the religious and national groups, and that these divisions helped the United States and the British overthrow the Iranian government, and this set the country back decades. And I think that it's sort of important for Iran today, especially Iran that's been independent since the revolution, and the Iranian government and government today, as well as administrations, have passed their defense of Iran's independence. And right now, with regards to the nuclear program, is something that is very important. I think people know that unity now is very important for the country, so that, again, division won't allow Western hegemonic powers to take advantage of the situation. And also, I think the Iranian government and the state have learned from the past mistakes not to be naive about the role of Western countries and their intentions.
Professor Manandi,
it was a painful past for Iran, but I think the Iranians have learned a lot from it.
Sure. One last question before we leave you. Some scholars see a connection between the nationalization of Iran's oil industry and Operation Ajax. Do you see in that light as well?
Yes, without a doubt. The prize for the British and the Americans was Iran's oil resources. But Iran as a whole, but in that particular case, Iran's oil wealth. And they managed after overthrowing the Iranian government for decades, they took Iran's oil wealth, and that which was basically left for Iran was spent by the Shah to buy American weapons and other goods. The country which was exporting 6 million barrels a day of oil at a time when the population, at the time of the revolution, was less than 35 million. Despite all that, it was a very backward country, economically speaking. More than half the people were illiterate at the time of the revolution. So the Americans were taking the Iranian wealth. They were selling really junk in return, and the Iranians were the losers on both accounts. But again, I think that despite the failure of the attempt to nationalize Iranian oil at that time, I think the lessons have been learned, and that is one reason why the Iranians have been much more sophisticated after the Islamic Revolution with regards to its sovereignty and Western hegemony.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Manandi, joining us on the line from Tehran.